Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. So awesome to see you. Yes, if I close my eyes, I can imagine you and then I can see you. It's funny, I was just talking with my friend in the background who makes sure I stay on track relatively about time flying. Dana, thank you for being here and being my support team. And time moves at the pace that it's going to move at. Sometimes I think we can speed it up and slow it down just by intention and attention to what's going on. And we are closing in on the middle of March. We're a week away from spring, right? And sometimes we get stuck in time before, even though we're moving ahead, we're stuck in the before. And that it does actually relate a little bit to what I'm talking about today. So I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today's topic, I used the title, The Problem with Disney Princesses. And it's not just Disney princesses, but it was a good way to capture that, like, intention behind what I wanted to say. And you know, I grew up with Disney. That was my Sunday routine. We would go to my grandparents. When they lived on the St. Lawrence River, we would go swimming all day. We would eat dinner and then we would watch Disney and then we would go home and go to bed. That was our pattern. That was my pattern. And we've all grown up, for the most part, at least in North America, on Disney and the patterns that it teaches us quietly and not, you know, I'm not saying that they were malicious in any way, but I'm using Disney princesses to demonstrate a pattern of behavior that I think is breaking apart. I feel like it's breaking apart and it's causing some chaos and disruption for people who aren't ready to change, who are kind of ready to change, who are scared to change, who want things to stay the same way, but they want something different. So let's kind of just unpack it a little bit, just a little bit, right? And you know, they've probably, the Disney princesses, like I see little girls walking around in their princess stuff. I get it. You know, that is totally cool. In fact, I saw this thing the other day, which is a magic wand, and you can stick your credit card in it. And you can use this magic wand to tap. And I totally want one because it seems magical to me. But it kind of, yeah, I know, Dana, right? I saw that. I so want one of those. But, you know, the Disney princesses kind of mess with you a little bit. And you don't realize it until you kind of look and go, wow, that is kind of messing with me. And it's like, when you're waiting to be picked or get rescued and, you know, you're just waiting on the sidelines of your life for somebody to run in and rescue or run in and fix you. And I know that kind of goes against some of my, like, it's okay to ask for help and you don't have to do everything alone. And that's true too. But at the same time, we don't have to wait for a Prince Charming to come in and save us from everything, or Princess Charming, your choice. So that's just programming. So we're going to talk about how you're not actually broken. You know, we have these stories that have developed over time and we all have them. I'm still untangling my stories. I mean, sometimes I wake up in the morning, like this morning, and I think about what I dreamt about last night. I go, whoa, that dream is about a really old story. And it must be just finishing untangling it. That's my belief. So, and Disney is an early pattern maker in life, right? Before we ever signed up to have a mindset course, before we, were conditioned for anything, we were being shown sparkly dresses and cleaning the house for the dwarves and talking animals and happily ever after. We were being trained for happily ever after. And if any of you have ever been in a relationship, sure, there is a happily ever after, but I don't know that it's a Disney happy ever after. I do believe there are happily ever afters, but they don't stay magical all for the whole time. They are teachers, shall we say, right? So if you are that person who has been like, feel guilty when you're not nice to people, if you're just not feeling it or you're not agreeing to everything, if sometimes when you're loud or intimidating, you are too much, right? It's interesting. You don't even have to be loud and intimidating to be too much. Sometimes being quiet is too intimidating for people. I used to teach this class. This is, well, I think I was just born to teach, really. So I was teaching this class probably 7 or so years ago. And it was at the Shiatsu school. And I was actually teaching business. Business, marketing, communication, ethics. They just threw it all in. I'm like, yeah, I got this. And I was teaching it to future Shiatsu practitioners. And one of the girls there made a comment that quiet people were actually more intimidating to her because when they did speak, it was like lightning bolts. It's like, well, okay, I get that because I guess you don't know what someone who's being quiet is thinking about. But I know that was a little side story. It's all going to tie together. So when we end up in these relationships where we feel like we are trying to make the happily ever after, make the singing animals who come in and sew your dress for you, we end up disappointed. We end up with this, oh, it didn't, even if it's not conscious, it could be just subconscious. Oh, that's not how the world is supposed to work. Someone didn't swoop in and save me or fix it or make me feel safe and that everything was going to be perfect forever. And I think that it's an old story. So I was talking a little bit at the beginning about how we were living old stories and trying to move into the future, and we're in this weird kind of messy middle part. In reality, we're always in the messy middle until from the time you're born, which is the beginning, till the time you're not born anymore. Which is it? Abraham calls it croaking. When you croak, all the rest of it is the middle. So we're always in the middle and we're always learning and we're always changing and making things happen, and intentionally or unintentionally, it's best to do it intentionally. So we're always in this script of our lives, thinking that we're in the happily ever after section or looking for the happily ever after section. But the ending, I think the happily ever after is when you depart the planet. There's your happily ever after, right? And it teaches women, especially, who or people who relate to the princesses, that you need to be passive, you need to be chosen, you need to be kind, you need to be pretty, you need to have patience. And patience is something I'm still working on. It's one of my life lessons. I have a little thing up here about patience on my wall of inspiration. You are supposed to endure, right? Yes, I know, Dana, patience. So you are supposed to endure things that aren't right without getting bitter. You're just supposed to stay sweet and kind. Think of June Cleaver, oh, just always having a pie ready, that you learn that your job, and I'm not talking about the new Disney princesses because I haven't watched them. I'll just say that right there. I'm talking about the old ones, the ones that have been around for like 100 years, right? It's hard to believe. When did Snow White come out? In the 20s or something? That's like 100 years ago, by the way. Kaboom, my brain just blew. So all of those, I loved those stories. I had the Cinderella coloring book. But listen, the story teaches you kind of in a subconscious way by demonstration that if you're not good enough or patient enough or pretty enough, then your life has to wait until you have all those things, and then your life will start because your Prince Charming will appear. And think about, so you as a person, like when you came to the planet, you didn't come here to wait for permission to do things, right? You didn't come down going, okay, I'm here, I'll just wait until someone tells me what to do. You came in like burst out screaming and yelling, right? Hey, I'm here. I came out face up, my mom tells me. Apparently, that's not the best way to be born from the mother's perspective. But apparently, I came out going, I got stuff to do. And then life starts to happen, and you start to figure out how to navigate life, and maybe you start to turn it all down. You know, I talk about the don't dim your light to fit in. So your soul isn't wired to wait or ask for permission because your happiness actually is an inside job, and it's not a reward for perfect performance. You don't have to be the prettiest, who's the fairest of them all, to get a love and attention and acceptance. You can be clever, and that's okay. You can be outspoken, and that's okay. And you can be ambitious, and that's okay. We have this interesting idea that, you know, ambition in women is unattractive. I used to, when I worked the first firm that I worked in, accounting firm that I worked in, when I was articling to get my CPA, there was one woman, and it's not that long ago, there was one woman partner. And she was the only woman partner in the entire city of all of the firms. And I lived in Ottawa at the time. And she had the reputation of being a hard ass, you know, driven. She was trying to live the man's, trying to step into like that role of the man, of what it was to be a man, right? To get ahead in the way that it had been deconstructed by, I'm not. And gender is not really what I'm talking about. It's like the energy, the male energy. So she was a hard ass, I gotta say. And she was successful. And I just never felt like that was a really healthy way for me to get ahead in business. And that's why, probably why I left the accounting business, because I had my own kind of ambition, but it didn't fit the ambitious that you require to be in the corporate world. And for women, if they were seen as too ambitious, too pushy, too this, too that, too much of something, right? You're too much of something, then you dim yourself down so that you can be accepted. You soften your opinions, you edit yourself, you don't want to scare people, you hold back from, except for Italian nonas, that just popped into my head. But they're not trying to run a business necessarily. Italian nonas, they are on fire. But think about the typical Disney princess is sweet and kind, she's long suffering. She's beautiful. And even though she's, you know, doing drudgery work, somehow her hands are still perfect and her skin is still perfect. And she's just so sweet and kind and loving. And just everybody loves her except for the evil queen or whoever it is. And then the prince just has to discover her. And then her life is perfect forever after that. Come on. Seriously? What kind of script is that to live by? I just need to be discovered, and then all my life of drudgery is over. But then it becomes you have to keep him happy, doesn't it? Because he found you because you were so sweet and kind, and then we wonder why our husbands drive us crazy. Because they're living by the same script, by the way, but from the other side. We're going to go on a quick break, my friend. Time is flying. Man, I got to do an episode on time at some point. So this is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about the narratives that we've learned over our life and maybe how we could rewrite them. If you've got a moment while we're on a break, this is your perfect time to go over to your favorite platform and give us a 5-star review. If I could ask for 10, if they did 10s, I'd ask for 10. 5's enough. Thank you, my friend. I will see you in just a moment. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Thriving. I was on a podcast on Tuesday. Tuesday? Monday. Doesn't matter. It's not coming out till April. It was called Life After 40. And he asked me what a thriving life was for me. And it's interesting because it wasn't, I think, what people would normally, maybe they do. Maybe I'm just making an assumption there. I shouldn't do that. For me, a thriving life is, you know, more joy, more laughter, more sleep. And I don't have a very hard list to achieve, do I? But for some people, those things are hard to achieve, aren't they? More joy. Oh my God, I gotta find more joy. How do I find more joy? Come on. It's not pressure, it's release. It's release. So where in your life are you playing the princess? You know, waiting to be chosen, waiting to be promoted, waiting to be proposed to, where you're reducing yourself to gain something you think you need instead of choosing yourself. Think about, so in Disney, and I think this transfers into our life because I was just talking about that female partner in the accounting firm I worked in. So women get hit this classification of, are you the sweet princess or the evil queen? Which one are you going to be? Are you the sweet princess who everybody loves and will take care of? Or are you the evil queen who everyone is afraid of and will kill you and rip your heart out to get ahead? We know that those are like two extreme ends of a spectrum of people, right? But this is how we identify. And Compartmentalizing is how we survived as humans, you know, good, bad. So I get it, but let's kind of disintegrate some of that for how we judge people, because people are so complicated and simple at the same time. In the Disney world, there is no version of a strong, boundaried woman who is also good, at least in the old ones. And if you think about the times of those, this is where you're stuck in the past a little bit. The times that those programs were written and developed, that was the culture then. You know, you were the stay-at-home mom who took care of everything and suffered silently and cared for your husband because he was the breadwinner. And women who were outspoken, like think of suffragettes. I know that's going back a bit further. Suffragettes, women's lib, all of those things. Oh, those women, they're just troublemakers. I found out recently, and I didn't realize this until recently, like women only got the right to have their own credit cards like 50 years ago or something. And I went, what? Are you kidding me? Because it's always been part of my life. And I can imagine, like, that was my mom's life. I'm like, is that, that can't be a real thing. This is completely unacceptable to me, because that says that you obviously, you're not responsible or smart enough or capable enough to manage your own finances. Hello? Yes, I am. So when you are that difficult or ungrateful person, as a woman, you get the evil queen. And what if the evil queen wasn't actually evil? What if she was just like, I'm done with putting up with this crap. You guys can't tell me what to do. This is the year of the fire horse, friends. And I am very much a you can't tell me what to do fire horse person. I am a fire horse, in case you hadn't figured that out by now. So just because a woman is difficult or ungrateful, in your view of being ungrateful, doesn't mean she's an evil queen. And if you override your ability to say no, to stay in the good girl role or the princess role, then you are diminishing your own power. You're giving away your power. You're giving away your autonomy. You're giving away your happiness, really, in my opinion. And, you know, boys are taught, like I mentioned it right before the break, the boys are taught the other side. They're taught they have to be strong, bulletproof, you know, you can't hurt me. They have to be the hero. He has to fly in and help the helpless girl and slay the dragon and fix everything, and then ride off into the sunset. And it's true. My sweet and wonderful husband, you know, he always wants to fix things for me. And I love that about him. And I also ask him, please don't fix this. Please just listen right now. Or please stop fixing. Please sit down. And we know this about each other. And we have a laugh about it, because we've unpacked some of those old patterns in both of us. Yesterday, I asked him to pump up the tires on my bicycle. So then he oiled the chain and he's oiling the gears. And he's like, oh, your seat, I need to fix your seat. I'm like, stop. I just wanted air on my tires. I'm going for a ride. Thank you. You're the best. Love you. So they feel this pressure to perform and provide for their partners, right? And they might not realize that they've also got that programming, that they've got that pressure to provide. And when we're pushing back against it, they can't understand it, because they're like, but you're supposed to be my Disney princess. And when you start coming out of the Disney princess, they don't know what to do with that. They feel like confused and vulnerable, and they don't know what to do. They feel like they've failed. So we got to give them some love, my friends. We have to, you can do whatever you want, actually. But I feel like I really am cognizant and aware of both sides of the story. You know, you're supposed to be this way, sweet, wonderful princess. You're supposed to be the wonderful Prince Charming. And if the woman has opinions and boundaries and her own money and it doesn't fit the script, like her own independence, and it doesn't fit the script, depending on how much Prince Charming is invested in the script, it's hard for him, right? It's hard for him. And I have compassion for that. I have compassion for everybody, really. But I can see where these narratives that we've grown up with are holding us captive almost from being able to step into your next iteration of you, right? And I get it. For a long time, I didn't want to have the she's a bitch dragon queen label. I don't know that I have it now. I mean, I'm kind of humorous when I'm delivering my tough love, right? Tough love with a smile. But instead of I think instead of updating it, people are just find it easier to say, you know, she's too emasculating, she's too crazy, she's too bossy, she's too pushy, she's too aggressive, she's too direct, she's and they're basically telling you you need to cut it back a bit and stop being so blunt because we can't deal with it. We can't deal with it. And then you get misunderstood about who you actually are. And you, when you stand up for yourself, you get this weird pushback, don't you? And so maybe you stop standing up for yourself. And then that can escalate. And you know, I love men. I don't hate men. I'm not hating on men at all. I want to see both sides of the story. I want to understand how our humans interact. And you aren't broken for wanting a partner either. You're not broken for wanting a Prince Charming. I have my Prince Charming, you know, but recognizing that you both have learned these ways of being, and maybe together you can explore a way of moving forward together with mutual support and the ability to express yourself and your needs. This is important. Express your needs without fear that you're going to be too much or be too scary or be too loud, be too demanding. And he can express his needs, right? You know, it sounds super easy, doesn't it? It's taken some years of being in partnership for me and my partner, my wonderful partner. And we were great at the beginning, and we're great now. I feel like we're greater and greater. But from the very beginning, we had both reached this stage. This is one of the interesting things. We had both reached this stage in our lives where we said, okay, that's enough. And we just kind of met each other at that stage, at the okay, that's enough stage. It's time to get real and be honest and be in the mess with someone who's okay with being in the mess. And for our clean freaks out there, it's not that kind of mess. It's not that kind of mess. It's just going through life. So it's also interesting, which I'm going to get into a little bit more about the evil queen and kind of how she's depicted in a lot of the stories. The archetype of the powerful woman is usually a villain. Even in the Forget princesses. Even in the, was it 101? I was going to say 1,001 Dalmatians. That's a lot of Dalmatians. 101 Dalmatians. The powerful woman is the evil one. Even in like my murder mysteries, my cozy murder mysteries that I watch, usually the powerful woman is the one that's the bad guy. How interesting, isn't it? The powerful woman is the villain. What narrative are we writing even now into our stories? And I don't know if you know this. Their relaunch, I don't know if you ever even watched this back in the day. Apparently, they're relaunching the X-Files. And Gillian Anderson played, of course, Scully. And did you notice? This just occurred to me because I used to watch that show religiously. She was the cold-hearted, powerful. She had power because she was there to watch Mulder, even though they became really good friends and et cetera, down the line. But she was always the cold, logical woman. She wasn't quite the evil villain, but she was skirting the line sometimes in the narrative. So we're going to pop off on a quick break, my friend, because time just keeps moving. So remember the 5-star review. And by the way, pop over to the website, illuminateyourworth.com. Yes, that's what I said, illuminateyourworth.com. I launched officially, Dana, I launched it officially on Sunday, my community, and it's free. And there's resources in there, and this is where we go to get support when we're having challenges. I'll talk more about that later. But yay! So we're going on a break. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth, the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So I don't know if you ever listened to the talking voice lady. Is your too much actually your superpower? Right? And we are, stamping down our superpower because, oh, she's a little too much. Can't take her. She's too something. Right? So talking about the villain, she's always the too much woman. Right? She probably, so interesting. She usually is older. Yes, the villain is usually older and she has power and authority. And she's ambitious, she's a little magical, she's strategic, and she's dangerous. Oh my goodness, seriously. Well, we did used to burn witches at the stake, right? And usually, if you go back and look at the actual historical information about the women, not all of them were burned. And what they used to test if they were witches, you were going to die. If you died, that meant you weren't a witch. Great. Thanks so much for that. Seriously. But it was usually women who had property, had power. What's the best way to take it away from them? You're a witch. We're going to burn you. You're evil. And that just carries on through, right? You're older, you're powerful, you've got, if you have power, then it's framed as being manipulative or vain. Maybe, and the evil witch is usually, she's always shown as like too old, too ugly, or threatened by youth. And so therefore she can't be lovable. Seriously. And, it ends up being this quiet story behind. And I mean, you can see it when you're in real life today. When you're looking at women in power right now, what are you saying inside your head about this person? Are you cheering the fact that she is comfortable enough to speak her mind? Even if you don't agree with her, you could support that she's, you know, speaking, that she hasn't fallen into the too big for your britches. What? And if she is intimidating, you know, when people are intimidating, that's not them, that's you being fearful about something about that person. Intimidation tactics only work if you feel intimidated, and you don't have to let yourself shrink down and feel intimidated. You can go, okay, I see you puffing up your big chest there. That's nice. I'm not scared of you. So when you shrink, you stay the princess. You don't threaten other people's comfort. You're not getting too big for your britches. You're not going to intimidate anyone. You're going to be the sweet, kind person. But maybe you're actually here to be tall, speak your mind, and the queen is not evil. Power is not evil, right? Yeah, misused power can be used in an evil way. Power is not evil. Same thing with money. That's a whole different topic. Money is not evil. How you use money determines what money is for you. So a true queen in her healthy expression is not evil. She's resourced because she has stuff. She's grounded. She knows her place. She's discerning. She knows how to decide what's right for her. And she knows what she will and will not allow in her life. That is the sacred no. That is the no with boundaries, without having to explain. You don't have to be the evil queen to say no. You are the steward. You are the owner. You are taking ownership of you and your energy in your life. And just as I was saying, the sacred no. So right now, I inside my membership, by the way, and it's a free membership. It's not even really a membership. It's a community. It's a place to gather. I just opened. We will be starting on the 30th of March. So depending on when you're listening to this, the 30-day alignment lab. And it's an experiment, because life is an experiment. For 30 days, and it's not like I'm adding extra to-dos to your to-do list. I know you got more going on than you need right now. But every Monday will be an idea about how to claim your space. Every Wednesday, we'll have a little chat about it. And on Friday, we'll talk about how, we'll post how it went. Easy peasy. Like, it's just a little alignment. It's just a reframing. And over 4 weeks, over the 30 days, we're going to start to repattern some of these ways that we dim ourselves. And we're going to start to set up some of our boundaries without becoming the evil queen. So go over to illuminateyourworth.com. Check out the 30-day alignment lab. It's going to be amazing. So we're going to, not just in the lab, but here in the podcast, we're going to normalize relationships, right? And all relationships in real life require work. Sometimes you need a little repair, and you need self-responsibility. So where the movie ends, they fade to black, they lived happily ever after, butterflies and birds. That's where real life actually starts for the most part, right? You know, you get married, the happiest day of my life. It should be so far, because if that was the happiest day of your life, what does that say about your marriage, right? The grand romantic gesture, when Harry met Sally, all of these like happiness. Okay. So why do we fight then if it's happily ever after? Why do we argue about money? Why do we argue about parenting? You know, anything that trips us up. Why do, if it's happily ever after, why do those come up? So the happily ever after says to you that the right person, the rest of your life should be easy. When we know that's not true, like we know intellectually it's not true, but there's a little program playing in the background. Why isn't this easy? And if it's hard, then there's must be something wrong with you or them or the relationship. And I'm not saying that some relationships should not end. I mean, you know that I've had more than one partner. Like, it's just a thing. So we don't have to stay together till death do us part anymore. But if a relationship, if the person that you're with is someone who is, I don't know how to phrase this, but if you feel like it is the right person and you can take away the, it should be easy, and you can work together through the hard parts, that makes your relationship actually better, right? Because there's nothing wrong with either of you. Even if you decided to part ways, there's still nothing wrong with either of you. You just decided our differences are enough that we should not remain together, right? And I've seen partners, couples who stay together and tolerate things that shouldn't. They should have parted ways. And I've also seen sometimes people leave too soon because it's not the fairy tale and they just skip from one thing to the other. And we have everything in between as well, right? We are a continuum of relationship. So you should never feel ashamed when your relationship is messy or something's not perfect and easy. And we have this idea that, well, everyone else is fine, so what's wrong with me? And if you're using social media as your judge of that, my friend, let's just check that, because we know social media is not real. Seriously. And what people show you on the outside, you can't know what the relationship is on the inside behind closed doors. And it's none of your business as well, right? This is something I think we forget sometimes, is people's relationships are between them. And it's best left that way. If somebody asks for help, that's fine. You can have a conversation, but you don't need to interject yourselves into that. And sometimes I think people hide when their relationship is messy because they think that there's something wrong. They think that everybody else is doing okay because everybody else is also, you know, living this facade of everything's fine, we're doing fine. And then suddenly people get divorced and their friends go, wait, but they were the happiest couple ever. But you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. So partnership with another human is not a rescue mission. It's not a, I will change him or her. It's not a, I need to be rescued. It's not a, they need to be rescued. It's a place where the two of you can grow together. And when you approach it that way, oh my gosh, it's so much better. Your partner isn't supposed to be your healer or your therapist or your only source of safety. Your partner is there to walk the road with you. Right? Sometimes they will help you over the bumps. Sometimes you'll help them over the bumps. And real love does have conflict. It does have repairs required. It does have boredom. You're going to have to do some shadow work here and there because your shadows will pop up. And then it's just choosing each other over and over and over again as you work through all the things. And this is another pattern you can see where people keep living the same story over and over. You can see, you've probably seen in someone you know, or you might be able to see it in yourself. Do you keep dating the same person? It doesn't mean you're cursed, by the way. If you're like, why do my relationships keep failing? This is not me calling you out, and it's not saying you're broken, but if you keep dating the same person, you're going to keep getting the same results. And your nervous system keeps replaying the same thing that it learned a whole long time ago. It keeps trying to tell the same story, and the ending's not working out the way it's supposed to. So it says, okay, that obviously was not the right person. Let's try again with this other Prince Charming. But if you keep, if it's like the experiment, if you keep putting in the same, if you keep doing the same action, you're going to keep getting the same results. So I remember, I'm sure he won't mind me telling people this. So my partner, Brad, he had actually gone for a couple years of therapy with someone to kind of unpack some of his stuff. And his therapist had him write down all of the people he had been dating. And he realized he had been dating the same person over and over and over again. And then I came along. Unlike anything he had ever dated before. I don't know if he was really ready for it. But and I'm not saying that I saved him or did anything. It was just, he finally stopped dating the same woman and we found each other, right? So it's finding that way out of the doing the same thing over and over and wanting something different. Oh gosh. Okay, we've got one more break to get to. So while we're on break this time, go over to illuminateyourworth.com. It'll take you 2 seconds. Go in and poke around. If you break something, send me a message and let me know. This is Illuminate Your Worth. This is Heather. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, because it is a path, right? It's your path to your thriving life. So you have to pick your path. And we're talking about the Disney princesses, and that's just one of the things that we encountered as we were growing up and learning about how to navigate through life. And it may have influenced you to different degrees, right? So when you're choosing your path, check what bricks you put down. What yellow brick, what did you put down on your yellow brick road that you're paving yourself? It doesn't span out in front of you, already made for you. You get to build it. Another way, you get to write your own story. So you don't have to wait to be chosen, because you can choose yourself and you can decide which way you want to go. And instead of hoping someone's going to run in and fix things, you can receive support. That's a different framing of that, isn't it? You don't have to have someone come and fix everything for you. You can receive support when you need it. I love that. Write that one down. And you're still going to have a part of you that wants to be rescued. That's not bad. I mean, I love being rescued every now and then. But this person just needs to show up as a grown-up right now, right? You have a part of you that, and this is true of men and women, you probably have a part of you that wants to run in and save things and be over responsible for everyone. I have friends, men and women like that, who want to be run in and save everyone. And they've taken on the Prince Charming who wants to fix everything for everyone. That doesn't serve you either. come into this place of self-responsibility. So you're not going to blame yourself about patterns. You're not going to blame yourself about what you've learned. You're just going to take your power back. You didn't write this original script. You learned it and you're allowed to edit it. And your energy was not designed to be as a side character in someone else's story, right? If you look at yourself and the way you react in situations and the way you feel inside about certain situations, maybe you can start to see places to shift. So where are you waiting for something instead of deciding for yourself what you want? Maybe you can practice just, even if it feels a little yicky, practice not just being always nice if you're not feeling it. Don't be mean to people, you know, don't be an asshole, but you don't have to be over the top nice all the time. And if you weren't waiting to be saved, what would you do next? There's a good question. So you're not, I mean, it's not childish. It's not silly to be influenced by Disney. Like I said, I used to Disney every Sunday, every single Sunday, Disney, home, and bed. And these were the first teachers we had for a lot of us. So we aren't broken at all. We're just learned certain ways to be that aren't serving us anymore. So it can feel disorienting to let go of this way that we think that life is supposed to be. And it's okay to feel a little bit of grief in that, right? And that's, grief isn't something to be avoided either. That should be another show right there. But on the other side of being sad about the way you wanted something to be is your happily ever after, because you get to be happy with yourself and you're awake and you're super powerful without being the evil queen. And you have these inner resources. Your first happiness comes from inside of you, right? Everything else is just an add-on. So is there somewhere you're still waiting to be rescued? And is there somewhere where you're shrinking your power because you're scared you're going to be the evil queen in someone else's fairy tale? Yes, it's going to happen. Someone else, if you speak up for yourself, I'm pretty sure in some people's narratives, I'm an evil queen. Okay, then you're not ready for me, but I'm ready for me, and that's okay. I'm not going to push myself on you. I'll be here when you're ready, right? And if you're like, oh my God, I've been acting like a princess. Ah, don't worry. You can change it. Don't get upset. This is when you start to do your work. You can't change something if you don't realize what you're doing. One of the best ways for you right now, my friend, is to go over, and I've still got it available, the alignment activation call, which is an hour with me. It's complimentary. And all we're doing is we're going to unpack your patterns. We'll go through some questions and we'll identify the pattern that you've been living. And then once you see it, that's your chance to make some changes. And you can share or not share in the group if you join the community. So the link is on, it's actually both in illuminateyourworth.com and over at heatherstewart.coach. It's an hour of recognizing your patterns so you can claim your power and not feel like the evil queen of your life. My friend, keep shining your damn light out into the world, because we need to light this place up. No more dimming. We've got to start living. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspired Choices Network. We'll see you next week. All right? Cool.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.